Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There's been an outpouring of support following Saturday's shooting at a synagogue near San Diego.
For the Chabad of Poway, I want to say again, we love you. We will stand with you now and forever.
The mayor of Poway, California, Steve Voss, speaking at a vigil Sunday evening. Hundreds turned out, holding candles and listening to prayer in Hebrew. The 19-year-old man accused of opening fire inside the synagogue is expected to be charged today with one count of first-degree murder and three counts of attempted murder. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports that President Trump has reached out to the rabbi of the California synagogue where that alleged gunman opened fire over the weekend.
Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein says he was sitting at home when he received a call from the White House. He said President Trump shared his condolences on behalf of the American people.
And he spoke about his love of peace and Judaism and Israel. And he was just so comforting that I'm really grateful to our president for taking the time and making that effort to share with us his comfort and consolation.
Goldstein was shot during the attack, suffering wounds to both his hands. Trump tweeted about his call with the rabbi. The president called Goldstein a great guy who was just trying to help people. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is holding the first rally of his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination today. He's scheduled to speak to an organized labor crowd in Pittsburgh later this afternoon. Boeing's annual meeting getting underway this morning in Chicago. NPR's Russell Lewis reports it's the first time the company will hear directly from shareholders following the grounding of the 737 MAX after two fatal plane crashes.
As Boeing works to get the 737 MAX back in the air, the company's shareholders are expected to ask tough questions, including why Boeing maintained the plane was safe even after a second crash. The 737 MAX first entered service in 2017 and had a new safety feature because of its bigger engines. The plane would sense if it was close to entering an aerodynamic stall and force the jet's nose down without pilot input. It's believed that's a main cause of the accidents in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Airlines and pilots were also not told about the new automatic system until after the first accident. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Chicago.
The chief executive of Scandinavian airline SAS is urging pilots to resume talks on a new collective bargaining agreement. Talks collapsed Friday over salaries. The strike is now in its fourth day. SAS is the flagship carrier of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. Consumer spending posted a considerable gain in March. The Commerce Department says spending was up 0.9%, the biggest monthly increase since August 2009. You're listening to NPR News. Spain's center-left Socialist Party is weighing its options after winning Sunday's national election but falling short of a parliamentary majority. Voters returned the ruling party of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to power, but the Socialists will likely have to form a coalition to govern. Spain's elections yesterday also notable as a far-right party is set to enter parliament for the first time since military rule ended in the 1970s. The administration of Georgia's contested 2018 election set for debate in a federal courtroom today. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Johnny Kaufman reports on the case over allegations of racial discrimination.
After Democrat Stacey Abrams lost the governor's race to Republican Brian Kemp, she formed an organization called Fair Fight. It filed this sweeping lawsuit asking for Georgia's elections to be put back under federal oversight for racial discrimination. The lawsuit cites things like polling place closures, voter purges, poor training, and registration issues that came up around the 2018 election. Kemp was the state's top election official then, and he faced accusations of restricting voting access for people of color, which he denies. Lawyers for the state say there isn't evidence of discrimination, and Abrams' group should be suing county election officials for any voting problems, not the state. A federal judge will now decide if the case should move forward or be thrown out. For NPR News, I'm Johnny Kaufman in Atlanta.
Marvel now owns the record for biggest opening weekend at the box office. The comic book superhero movie Avengers Endgame took in an estimated $350 million in ticket sales domestically and $1.2 billion globally. This is NPR News.